Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are waiting the arrival of Coach Raheem Morris.
We were just sharing our workout routines here.
Well, it started,
inside the Ticketmaster studios.
It started with a video I was showing Mike and Day-Day and Bubba, who is our on-site engineer, buddy, should I say, and we were talking about how gyms have become a place to be seen. And I don't think this is anything new. I just think guys are paying more attention to it than we ever have. And you walk into the gym, and there was a guy who made a video saying, you know, I can't get a workout because of what these women are wearing.
The yoga pants thing is just insane. And now, I mean,
y'all know what y'all doing.
And then you throw in, like, the thong underneath. In some cases, people aren't wearing a thong. But
it's unbelievable.
There's just too much booty in the pants, Carl. I got to be honest
with you. Isn't that a song, Mike?
I believe it is.
All right.
There's too much booty
in the pants.
Now, watch Raheem walk right in. There's too much booty. Generally, anytime we're acting stupid, that's when Raheem comes in the building.
That's so true. That's true. He walks right in. He goes, what have I walked into?
But I saw we were in Iceland. I was going to tell you guys off the air. We got time for this one until Ra comes in. This would be perfect timing if Ra walked in right now. Remember Natalie Gulbis, the female golfer? About 20 years ago, she was friends with the Maloofs who owned the Palms.
I do remember the Maloofs.
So she was a Sacramento girl. She was on tour. She was kind of a hot thing. Very, very attractive girl. She was on this Heineken Amstel Light golf thing that we did over in Reykjavik, Iceland. And so I'm at the gym at this hotel in Iceland. It was a midnight golf tournament. She's wearing like the yoga pants, skin tight.
Yeah.
And she's doing that little, like, you have the handle with the wheel, and so you can bend over, you know, and do your abs or your core.
Yeah, you got to be strong with that.
She's doing that, and a big, big Scandinavian dude, 6'4", bam, walks right into a plate glass window.
Looking at her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. She goes, yeah, that happens a lot.
Wow. Okay.
But not in a fun, not in like an ego way. It's just funny.
Just it is,
but
man.
It's just, yeah. I mean, whoever invented yoga pants, to you, sir, what was the old commercial? Real men of genius?
The real men of genius. Yeah, so I was just showing them that video, and then we got to talking about workouts. Yeah, look, I am not into, and I haven't been in a long time, because when I played football, Mike, lifting weights was a part of life. You got to lift. Anybody that just did any kind of sport, you guys know, that gets old real quick. When you get out of it, you're like, I'm not lifting another damn weight. But to stay in shape, right, we all try to, like, all right, do a little bit, and your doctor says you should be lifting and doing certain things, cardio, whatever. And weightlifting is great cardio, by the way, for those who don't know, but yeah, Mike was just saying, like, I'm doing cables, man. I'm not trying to put up 345 when I go to the gym every time.
That's
now.
It.
All right.
You know, the other day I did the bar, straight bar, put 245s on incline, and I'm sitting here. I'm like, why am I even doing this? My shoulder's about to pop out.
You're about to blow it.
I'm gonna sit there. I'm gonna have to call Carl. Okay, I'm at Piedmont and I'm not coming in today. So yeah, honestly, the older I get, my dad always said, just keep your chest over your stomach, do your core, get your tummy down if you can. But yeah, we're just talking about it. Cables, lightweights. That's all. Once you get to a certain age, man, that's all you need. I see these cats doing legs, man. Hey, I ain't playing rugby no more. No legs.
No, that's what I'm saying. Who am I pushing around? Why am I trying to power climb or power lift 800 pounds? Who am I pushing around?
I had a dude who looked like Zeus from that movie. Remember Tiny? Yeah. Remember that dude? Doing the big, you know, the hot wham, the weights making up. Dude, what are you doing?
It's too much.
What are you going to go pull a bus when you get off work today?
Mike,
I got World's Strongest Man.
I got on the treadmill. This is about 6 months ago, and I think I told you guys I had an Achilles strain, and I didn't know what it came from. And we finally we realized, because the doctor was like, "Well, what else have you been doing?" I said, "Oh, I was on the treadmill," and he said, "Did you have it inclined?" And I said, yeah. He goes, how far? I said, well, I had it up to like 8 or 9. He goes, that was it.
You 3 degrees, sir.
You had it at its full angle, and you were trying to go full speed, and your foot said, I can't take this. And now you have an Achilles strain. Oh, it's that simple stuff that you're like, oh, I'm just going to work. Yeah. I'm going to put a little angle on it. Man, please.
I told you the story last Christmas. I was down in Naples, Data. You weren't working with us at the time. The LA Fitness down there, which is about like 6 blocks from where the condo is, you got all these guys all retired. There's enough HGH in that building to sink the Titanic. Everybody, the women are all in great shape. I mean, all ages from 25 to 65. But you got these dudes. Picture your old man walking around, strutting around with a muscle shirt. You know, he's got his toupee. A lot of toupees.
No doubt.
A lot of toupees. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, some guys got the hair like I got, but it's toupees. Everybody's strutting around all tanned up. I'm like, man, it's like a singles bar for seniors.
It is funny. I just want to know, and look, fellas, I'm not saying it's there's nothing wrong with it, but do these ladies even get a workout in? That's you're just showing right. up. You look good. We get it. You look good. Are you really getting a workout in?
What about when a woman's got full makeup and you smell the perfume in the gym?
You're not there to work out.
I mean,
you're
there to get a hook, man.
You ain't exactly
you're there
right.
to hook.
You ain't trying to work out. All right. Right. That's what we were discussing, if you really want to know. That's what we were talking about.
And we got through that conversation without Coach Morris walking through the door.
I would have loved to hear his opinions on this, though. I really would. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Coach is on the way, as we've been talking about with you guys, and it's interesting to see all the comments. You know what, Mike? I'll say this. If you were already piling on, this makes it even easier because right. something else has gone wrong with our team. But let me say this. Don't pile on to Michael Penix. The team's not played well. We haven't been good the last 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. It looks like the season is, you know, in jeopardy as far as what this is going to look like. Don't pile on the kid, man. I mean, like, nobody expects injuries to happen, and when they do, you just have to deal with them. But I think there are some people, Mike, who just because it's the Falcons and we're easy targets and the season's going the way it right. is, that you just pile on. And I've seen a little bit of that. And there's really nothing I can say because I get it. A lot of that stuff is not from Atlanta. It's from other places around the country because right. they're like, ha-ha, look at what happened to Atlanta. It's not funny when your quarterback gets hurt
there's,
like this.
There's guys like, you know, like, for instance, Kyle Pitts. Now, he had some injury time, and it took him longer than we ever anticipated to get right when Arthur Smith was the coach. But there's a guy, you know, yes, is it his fault he was picked fourth? Okay, but to whom much is given, much is expected. And you were probably the greatest athlete everything you played at, and maybe you didn't have to work at it as hard. And I think that's manifested itself in his NFL career. Conversely, Michael Penix Jr. had to overcome all those injuries you referred to, upper body, lower body, to hopefully have a shot at the NFL. Now, the question is, what general manager was going to roll the dice on him? It right. was ours,
right.
and those who weren't willing. And again, guys, you can go back and look at – I don't know how these guys find stuff in the world, Carl, but there's search engines. You can Google pre-draft evaluations, what teams were linked to Michael Penix, which teams weren't, which teams – now, sometimes teams lie and say the medical scares them, but they're still going to draft him to scare some other people off. But there, to me, was always a big risk. We said it at the time, but then as you and I say, Carl, on the show, once he's our quarterback, once you presume the organization has done its due diligence with the medical, he's our quarterback. Let's go.
Yeah, we gotta get behind it.
And even but here we are now, and yes. then we can go back and we can have the hindsight conversation.
For sure. And look, as I said about Kirk Cousins, for as upset as I was in the moment when all that stuff went down with him, Mike, right. and he was not being honest with the team because he didn't want to come off of, you know, the field, and
right.
he's our guy now. My hopes are back in his hands that he can, you know, somehow win a game or two and turn this around and make us look better. I just don't want to be the laughingstock of the NFL. That's my issue right now. I just we're on the verge of not only what happened this season, but man, how bad can it get? He got a chance to resurrect some things, and the ball is going to be in his hands. And so for all the experience, Mike, and the things that he wanted to do here. You can.
I never root against this team. I'll be pulling for Kirk. Look, again, it would be an unbelievable – that would be one of the crazy, hella stories for the Falcons the right way. Now, again, the odds are a gazillion to one against it, but we'll see. It's all where it all started to go south in New Orleans. Speaking of the Saints, we just talked about Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Brandon Cooks got released by the Saints. He's been on every team in the NFL.
Feels
now.
That way.
But if you want to go kick the tires on a guy who's got a – speaking of quiet quitting, it's kind of been Brandon Cook's M.O. But anyway, the Saints signed a wide receiver named Kevin Austin off the practice squad. So that's who will be doing that. Kamara's having a horrible season. He's only got one touchdown rushing.
It's been a bad year for them, man.
I don't think we should be too worried. It's Shook going to be out there. Hopefully we'll have some stuff for him. I mean, this is a game we should win.
Speaking of quarterbacks, like, that's the irony about this whole thing with this division. So Baker's in charge in Tampa. He got a 3-year, $100 million deal. They're going to re-up him, okay? He's going to get another extension there. In Carolina, everybody's wondering if Bryce is going to be the franchise guy. Believe it or not, they got a great opportunity to maybe make the playoffs. I know it sounds crazy. And then here we are with us and the Saints. Saints don't know what their quarterback future looks like. They drafted Tyler Shook, but, Mike, that's why he's playing right now, because they got to get a feel.
He's their Desmond Ridder, you know, just a round higher. They're just trying to see what this cat's all about.
And then, you know, the Spencer Rattler thing, that has played itself. So they're trying to figure out where they're going to go. There's nothing to say the Saints might not be drafting another quarterback next year. Yeah. So they're going to figure out between now and the end of the season where they are, and it's kind of with us. Now you got a vet stepping in at quarterback, but we need to figure out where this team is going and what this is going to look like. And that's why none of these games, like, I'm not conceding anything.
Right.
Go win. Go compete. Let me go see what we're about.
Would be interesting to see, you know, again, hate to say this, but do the Rams draft their heir apparent for Matthew Stafford if they see that guy in the top 10 with our pick? Potentially in the 2026 draft.
Well, here's the thing. Sean McVay and company have shown the ability to fill the void with position players, right?
I mean, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, nobody knew who the hell Puka Nacua was
right
until you saw him.
Man, that guy's good.
He's great. He's great.
Hey, my big old found the track. The Eagles have it. The Chiefs obviously have it. The Rams have it. We're trying to get there.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're 8 years lost and not in the playoffs, seems like it's going to take forever to find it, right?
All right. We're going to find out what's on Day-Day's mind, unless Coach walks in and wants to get into our workout discussion. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.